I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Bluesman Little Freddie King hopped on a train from Macomb, Mississippi to New Orleans as a youth in the early 1950s. Over the years, he's developed his own electric country blues style. Life hasn't always been easy for Freddie, but he says he's blessed with at least 9 lives. He has survived jumping from high-speed boxcars, the floods of Hurricane Katrina, bouts with alcohol poisoning, and a shootout with a jealous wife they later reconciled. Freddie attributes his survival to the love of God and the blues. At age 77, he recently had a serious bicycle accident and flipped over the handlebars. Freddie tells the story of his injury and recovery.
I left out of here at 6:30, just the break of dawn, you know, just still dark a little bit. And so I took out down there to go get my orange juice and cigarettes. Wide open on my two-wheel Cadillac there. So I,
two-wheel Cadillac is a bicycle.
My bicycle, right. And so also, some fool was working on a house down there and had a lot of old llama tied together with wire, and he put it on top of this garbage can. And I didn't see it. And so when I hit that, that flipped me. And so I slid and my head went down in this hole and I bam. And when it did that, it popped my discs out of place and pinched my spine. And there I was laying there in the middle of the street. And I couldn't move either arm at all. I was paralyzed right then. The way I was injured and hurt, I didn't think I would ever be able to move my hands and fingers anymore.
Do you feel that music has helped you recover from your accident?
Yes, indeed. The feeling and the thrill and the soul of the music, it definitely made the body mend. When I get to playing, I feel no pain at all. I feel good.
Train wreck. Who's that a train wreck?
See, like the blues, it's not really the devil's music. It's how you use it. It's actually is telling a story and a bad part that you have been through with. And when you telling that story, that's not a sin. That's a talent and a job that God give us to do.
Turn your radio on in the morning. All you can hear is sad, sad, sad news. Turn your radio on in the morning. All you can hear is sad, sad, sad news. Yeah, my mama said to me, son, the same thing is happening to me.
What's your hope for your own work as a musician and with blues as far as what you can do for people that listen to you?
I love for them to feel the spirit and the soul and the rhythm of the blues from the heart. And see, like they be in there and they enjoy and they feel it. And when it hit them, they have like goose pimples come on them. Like chills and stuff like that. And that's the real feeling from the heart of the music.
Well, you plan to live a little bit longer and keep playing the blues?
That's right. We want to live a while longer and keep playing the blues. The good old medicine blues. The blues is better than any doctor's medicine.
Then walk down the wall. Mighty old loud, say you love me.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.